Hello, and here comes another audio boo straight to your ears. Right, so this one we'll be talking about Bates Motel, the new television drama from A&E, airing in America. Hasn't quite reached the UK yet, although it seems like a good fit for Channel 5 to me, that's my prediction. So anyway, it's a prequel to the famous Alfred Hitchcock movie Psycho. It stars Freddie Highmore as Norman Bates, the famous serial killer. And there's Vera Farmiga, or Farmiga, I don't know how you pronounce her name, but she plays her mother, his mother, sorry. So they're great actors. The issue with Freddie Highmore at the minute is that his accent's a bit wobbly, but it's getting a bit better, I think, or I'm getting used to it. I did review the first episode of this. I gave it 2 stars out of 4, so kind of directly down the middle. Quite an average start, I thought, although there was interesting elements to it. But the thing with a Psycho prequel, you just have to wonder how it's going to work, how will it become a long-running television series. And after 4 episodes, the answer seems to be that they're basically doing a kind of loose reworking of Twin Peaks, taking the idea that they not only run a very famously spooky motel on the outskirts of town, but the town itself is quite unusual and mysterious, and the people living there seem to have a lot of money, but the town's kind of whereabouts would have you assume that they must all be kind of working class or on lower wages and things. But so there's obviously some strange things going on involving the growing of illegal drugs, and we've already met now a deputy sheriff who has a Chinese girl locked up in his basement, so he's involved in a sex trafficking ring of some description. And actually, the two leads have already killed somebody, so they're trying to hide that from the sheriff, played by Nesta Carbonell, best known for his role in Lost. At the minute, I'm actually quite enjoying this and willing to like it more and more each week. As I say, 4 episodes have aired, and most of them end with a good cliffhanger. I'm interested in the story, the characters are getting a bit better. It's holding my interest. Definitely has improved from the first episode, and I'm cautiously optimistic this might mature even more into something that I genuinely look forward to every week. But as of right now, I'm liking it. It's getting better. So what more can you say, really? A cautious recommend from me. We'll see how it goes.